Live. We're launching here into the second hour of the program. Just dial in toll free. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Please join us online over at freetalklive.com, and you can create the content there on the website. At freetalklive.com, as you're scrolling down the page, those numbered items that you see there, you can vote them up if you like them, down if you don't. Those were created by listeners like you. You could be putting things on our website, too, if you like. Maybe you think it's interesting or outrageous, some sort of news item or blog post, YouTube video, whatever you think you want to share with our listeners, just go to freetalklive.com and share it there. You do need a Reddit account that's free, and a Free Talk Live account, which is also free. It only takes you a moment to link the two together, and then you're good to go from that point on for submitting content right to our website so we can consider it for talking about on the air. Now, of course, the best way to get your thoughts on the air is to call in at 855-450-FREE, and that's where we're going to right now. Your phone calls. Juan is in Lexington, Mississippi. Juan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Actually, this is Lonnie.
Oh, hello, Lonnie. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Y'all were speaking on the DUI and, I guess, the laws within the context of the current system.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Like y'all were saying, it sounds like, I believe it was Mark, is advocating or seems to be advocating for the state and, DUI laws, restrictions?
Sounds like
That's not what I'm advocating for. I'm against the state's monopoly on roads. I'm against the state's ability to use eminent domain to confiscate property from people to build roads. I think that people should be able to put up competing roads. And if they want to have Ian's drunken, stoned superhighway, then they can do that. However, I think that it is, that if somebody's driving erratically, that there are always, when it comes to a criminal charge, and I think that in a free world, there'll still be criminals and there'll still be criminal charges. There's a difference between negligence and criminality.
Well, that sounded like a political answer to me.
Yes, I am saying that if somebody has been in an automobile accident and they're staggering around, obviously drunk, that we need to be able to prove...
So punish them harder because they drank rather than somebody
least,
who hasn't slept?
When I sue them for everything they're worth, I want to be able to say to the jury, look, this a-hole intentionally got into his car, mm-hmm. S-faced.
Okay.
And, I need
to
know that information.
So you think that, just to be clear, should people who are driving while tired also face a similar punishment?
I don't think it's the same.
They got in a car while tired.
They may have been in a car and remained tired. Mm-hmm. And, being tired lowers your reaction time. There's no mm-hmm. doubt
yep.
about it. There's some similar aspects to it. But I don't think it's the same.
Why?
It's because you didn't do something.
Sure, you didn't
get
enough sleep.
Well, that's not due. That's not due.
Oh, please. Now you're parsing words.
It's
go
not
ahead.
Parsing words.
Go ahead, Lonnie.
I understand now you're speaking in the context of a free world, and I believe in a free world we would have much more rationality. But the underlying premise, I think, at least really in any context, but especially in the current system as far as law is concerned, I think we should be looking at kind of alludes to the minority report premise, and my understanding of that was legislating potentialities rather than prosecuting or whatever actualities after the fact.
So you're saying that what your claim is that if somebody gets a DUI, that they're being prosecuted for the possibility that they may cause a something on the road?
Right, and that's really in the
so, let me ask you this.
Legislation.
So you and I are traveling towards each other on a two-lane road. I decide to pull over into your lane. We're oncoming. I decide to pull over into your lane. And just before our cars collide, I yank myself back over into my lane. Do you think that that in any way will affect your driving? Do you think that you might swerve off the side of the road? Do you think that that is... Now, I haven't caused any damage here. I just want you to be 100% clear. I haven't done anything. But I did, sort of break some of the rules of the road. Do you think that that's just shouldn't be punishable by anything?
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's a crappy road you guys you're putting together there, Lonnie.
You're saying, when you say yes, Lonnie, are you saying that you don't think that somebody who weaves on purpose into another lane should be subject to punishment?
I guess it would be on the basis that you can actually prove that they intentionally, you know, were negligent, I guess, if that's the correct term.
Well, I would consider that a threatening gesture. I mean, to
I consider getting into a vehicle S-face threatening, too.
Well, that's no one is being directly threatened by you getting into a motor vehicle.
Oh, but now we have to. Now it has to be a specific person. Everybody that my vehicle.
If you pull over into somebody's lane as they're driving towards you, then that's a direct threat against that person. Not the same thing as somebody getting into a vehicle while after having had a few beers.
Could that be likened?
A few beers is not the same thing as being S-faced.
Could that be likened to someone like assaulting you or attempting to assault you? But not actually.
Yeah, like, what if I threw a punch and stopped 1 inch from your face? Now, people would do this all the time when I was in prison. People would pretend to punch at people and then get cold cocked if they got the wrong person on the end of that. So, do you think that punching and not connecting intentionally is a threat? Because I do.
Yeah, I understand the premise. That changes things a little, I guess.
No victim, no crime, right?
All right, the harm, in my mind, would have to be measurable. But then again, you know, the threat as well of violence.
Well, when you threaten somebody, there's a victim there.
I don't think there is a victim of
the
threat.
There's a victim of the threat. There's the target of the threat. That person has been victimized by the fact that you have put them in fear of their life.
Generated a sense of alarm.
Fear of harm. Thanks, Lonnie, for your call tonight. Appreciate it. 855-453 is the Pro XPN toll-free line. So, again,
if I drove down the road with, holding a shotgun out the driver's side window with my left hand, aiming at people as I went by, would you consider that a threat at everybody I went by?
Yeah,
depends.
That's
what I'm saying.
Are you left-handed?
No, I'm not. It's
Then yes, I would.
This is going to be a terrible, terrible shot.
Terrible shot. Come on.
It's slugs. What's the big deal? So yeah, that's what I see when I'm not talking about somebody having a few beers here, Ian. I'm talking about the world where people get in the car that they have no business getting behind the wheel. They're so intoxicated that they can't do anything else. This happened to a friend of mine. The guy fell out of the car. He was so drunk. And I'm sorry, I just can't call that anything but a threat against everybody you go next to.
Okay, I'm not saying I support people driving dangerously, Mark.
Well,
I just don't support punishing people extra because they've done something that's within a certain set of things that you think is bad. So it's bad to get in the, you know, into a car while drunk. Okay, I got that. But it's not as bad in your mind to get into a car while tired or to get into a car and then start arguing with the person in the back seat. These things are all very dangerous things to do.
Playing with the radio.
I would call distractions in the car a mistake. Do you cause a danger on the road? Absolutely. And until we have driverless cars, I think this is an interesting question.
Yeah.
It's interesting question is in 5 years when driverless cars become relatively ubiquitous, or let's call it 10, will being a driving a manual car be a threat on the road? And I think it might be. I think that if you choose not to upgrade and get into one of these driverless cars or take a driverless taxi or whatever, that you'll be considered a threat on the road because your reaction time's just so crappy.
Well, I hope you don't become a road mogul. Because I think you're pretty restrictive on the way people can travel, and
they're dangerous. They're weapons, man. They're 2-ton killing machines.
I get you. I just don't think it's appropriate to be going around asking people for urine, blood.
Oh yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Saliva
I'm just wandering
sample.
Around asking people for bodily
fluids.
Well, sounds
to me like you're willing to ask people to spit into a test before they can even get on your road.
I think roadside stops are unconstitutional on a government road. Sounds to me like
but
a violation
would
of the Fourth Amendment.
Would you put it on your private road?
Well, I, you know what? Maybe I would. Let's try that private road out.
It sounds like you would.
I don't want to buy a road, Ian.
I don't want to drive on your road.
Fine. I don't want you on my road. You're nuts.
Oh, boy.
How many accidents have you gotten into?
Smoking pot. I drive more than you. And the
you do not, sir. I was a professional driver for many years.
I was a professional driver, too. I worked at a radio station.
I just put 3,000 miles on my car inside of 2 weeks, guys. I think I got you both beat.
I don't think I've been in an automobile accident since I was in the passenger side in, like, 2000. It's been a long time, man.
Come back with more here. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I had one guy clip a mirror off my truck when I was a teenager, and that was it. We're coming up.
Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. Vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference, one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade-grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Toll-free here, 855-453. That's 855-453. 855-450-3733, and that toll-free number is brought to you by ProXPN. You can also, of course, join us online. Just go over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features on the site. Features like our webcam. You can watch, listen, and interact in the chat room. There are people in the chat, like Nemi, and she's actually allowing the camera to be pointed at her.
Dust cam. It was part of my contract with Mark that the webcam, the three shot, that you can come see me up close and personal if you so desire.
Tonight and tonight only.
Tonight and tonight only. The tiara, the glasses. I left the wig at home.
That's too bad. It was a pretty cool wig.
Thank you.
So you can go to the cam page at cam.freetalklive.com. You can interact with other listeners there in the chat room and watch and listen to the show all for free. Again, cam.freetalklive.com. Privacy matters. That's what Edward Snowden has been trying to explain to people with all the various NSA leaks that he's been putting out there about how pretty much they can look into whatever they want to as far as your phone records and your computer habits. And if you don't build blocks into your, if you don't protect yourself, then they're going to look at everything that they can. And there are certain steps that you can take to help insulate yourself from prying eyes on the internet. And one of those steps is ProXPN. You can go and get signed up at proxpn.com/FTL. What is ProXPN? It's a global virtual private network. It encrypts your internet traffic, meaning that your internet service provider will no longer be able to know what you're doing online. They will have no clue because your ISP, once you get ProXPN, essentially is just shuttling data to ProXPN servers. They're shuttling along encrypted data that they can't possibly have any idea what you're doing. They don't know the website you're going to. They don't know what you're entering into search engines, but they do right now. If you don't have ProXPN right now running on your computer, then your ISP is fully able to log all of the things that you're doing online. So ProXPN changes that, and that means that no more logs, because ProXPN doesn't log your online activities. ProXPN.com/FTL to get signed up. Also, it protects you from blockages. You can go to maybe an at-work block, maybe an at-school block, perhaps, or maybe you're in another country and they've got blocks everywhere. Well, you want to get around those web blocks, those preventions. You can do that by going to proxpn.com/FTL. Download their app for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, and you can even use ProXPN with Linux. Those setups are a little bit different for Linux users. It's not very complicated. And then you'll get around all the blockages out there, too. So very, very handy tool, and that's just scratching the surface on some of the neat things they allow you to do. ProXPN.com/FTL. Use discount code FTL20. You'll get 20% off the price of their premium account. When you're ready to upgrade to premium, you get unlimited bandwidth. You also get access to running whatever you want online. You want to do torrents? Private torrents? You can do that with ProXPN. ProXPN.com/FTL. 20% off. Use our discount code FTL20. Or pay with Bitcoin on the annual plan and you'll get 33% off over at ProXPN. But by the way, if you use that discount code FTL20 on the annual plan, the price breaks down to $5 a month. And that's a pretty affordable price considering the level of privacy protection that ProXPN affords to you.
If you use Bitcoin when you do that, it breaks down to like $3.33 or something.
I don't know if that's an accurate statement, but it'll be lower than $5 a month. I know that much is true.
It's about that.
So ProXPN.com/FTL, risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee is available there for you. Robert's on the line in Vermont. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Robert.
Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year to you.
Same to you, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, I lost a brother up on 91 about over 30 years ago because of somebody that was impaired behind the wheels, And, I kind of wish that, before they had got up on 91 that a police officer would have seen them driving foolishly down the road and pulled them over. Chances are my brother'd be here today. And I have to agree with Bart.
One of the things Ian's system here leaves unsaid is that it incentivizes the officers to say, that looks like reckless driving. I need to talk to that person a little further, and those kind of things. So if an officer decides somebody is unable to drive on the road because they've been driving recklessly, it just incentivizes them to any old thing that somebody does to pull them over.
Well, they can do that right now.
They certainly can.
And And I would think they, I would like to see a world where they would have to actually prove you were driving recklessly, like maybe with a dash cam footage or something like that, to prove that you were indeed actually swerving all over the place as they would claim that you were.
Let me ask you this, though. If a officer does see somebody driving erratically and decides to ticket them, don't forget they'll get their day in court much, much later, and that court will be jury-rigged towards the officer. What's to stop them from doing that? I mean, why not just go ahead and give the tickets? What if they do find somebody who's drunk? What are they supposed to do at that point? What's that police officer supposed to do if they find somebody who's clearly bobbing their head and can't keep their eyes open drunk?
Well, I would presume they can take them off the road.
Put them in jail?
Take their keys away.
Yeah, how are they going to know they're drunk?
Get them a ride home.
How do they know they're drunk?
They used to do that.
Yeah, once upon a time, they give them a ride home.
Yeah.
Just leave the car there on the side of the road, have a towed, put it in the impound lot?
No, but I'll tell you this, on the other end of that scale, the first time I was arrested was a half a block from my house, and the arresting officer didn't want the licensed drivers in my car to drive my car to the house. He wanted to call a tow truck.
Yeah, I know.
To tow my car to my house.
I wasn't
a peewee. This is because I didn't have a sticker of the right color on my car.
I know. Look, I understand many of these people do abuse their positions. I've got you. I think the solution to that is non-monopoly status, not that we allow drunk people on the road.
Robert, anything else you want to share?
I think I made Mark and I. We've made our point, if you're impaired, stay off the roads.
I agree. I don't think that people who are dangerous drivers should be on the road, and I think that includes people who are driving while tired, but you can't test somebody for that. And thanks for the call tonight, Robert. So if you are driving while tired and you get in an accident or whatever, well, you don't get the extra charge. You just get the charge for getting into an accident, whatever that might be, reckless driving or negligence.
Sometimes it's nothing.
Whatever. So you get whatever that is. And then you don't get anything extra because nobody knows you were driving while tired. There's nobody testing you for that. There's no way to test for that. Nobody's even thinking about testing for that. But yet I can tell you some of the scariest times behind the wheel for me have been when I was tired and driving, and I knew I shouldn't be, but I had to be at school, so I had to get there. And, I've winked off more than once, and that's scary.
It's scary.
Really scary stuff.
Admittedly, yeah.
Shocking. That's an incredibly dangerous way to be on the road.
And, well, that's a problem with government monopoly school status, where they have these giant monolithic schools of the middle school, elementary, and high school variety. So they're basically trying to use the same buses to send the kids to school at staggered times. So the high school students have to go very early because they're the oldest of the bunch.
Well, this was actually during college, but nonetheless, it was my fault because I was going to college and I was working two or three jobs or something like that at the same time, and I was strung out. You know,
I got you.
So 855 450 free. That's the Pro XPN toll free line. So to me, there's no easy answer to any of this stuff.
I agree with you that there's no easy answer. The fact is, driving while tired is extraordinarily dangerous. But the fact that we can't do anything to dissuade people from driving while tired does not mean that we should not do things to dissuade people from driving while drunk.
So then you would support whatever it takes, then, right?
Let's get some
cop at the end of your driveway.
I think that what we need is competition in the area of transportation.
We'll come back with more here, and Nemi is offering to snuggle with people, apparently. We'll talk more about that in a moment.
Conditions may apply.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Who says things can't go down before they go up? The freeze-dry guy, that's who. The freeze-dry guy has just learned of a 2014 manufacturer's price increase on Mountain House freeze-dried foods. So what is he doing about Mountain House food prices going up? The freeze-dry guy is bringing down prices, 20% down for the rest of 2013. Delicious freeze-dried foods like beef stroganoff, green beans, and lasagna with meat sauce are 20% off through December 31st. Freeze-dried peas, diced chicken, and more are 20% off now through December 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com, or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Hurry before Mountain House's 2014 prices. Load up now on tasty freeze-dried foods with a guaranteed shelf life of 25 years or more. Who says ending your year on a down note isn't a good thing? Get Mountain House food down 20% only at freezedryguy.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and of course, you can bring up whatever you'd like here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And that's the Pro XPN toll free line. And of course, you can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com. We've got listening options there. Live streams, broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the show. They're there. They're streaming 24/7. The latest episode of Free Talk Live is always available to you at listen.freetalklive.com. Plus, on listen.freetalklive.com, you can learn about our over 130 great radio stations that air the show at various different times throughout the week. We've got satellite listening options, including the free-to-air satellite channel that we have that gives you all the LRN.FM content that we offer to you, and that's available 24/7, and it's for free. Free-to-air, meaning no cost per month. You do have to buy the equipment, but that's it, and it's pretty cheap. So go to listen.freetalklive.com. Learn more there. There's also our webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. Listen.freetalklive.com to learn more.
Had some people this week ask me how to go about getting bitcoins, and my answer is always the same. Go to cashintocoins.com. They're fast, they're safe, they're legal, completely legal, inexpensive. The rates aren't very high there. Customer service is their top priority. It's easy to do. I've been to the website. When I went to the website the first time, I wanted to have the experience the customer had. So I didn't speak to them in advance about making a purchase. I just went there, follow the instructions online. Yep, you're going to have to read the instructions, but there aren't very many. Just go to cashintocoins.com, and all you have to have in your town is a Bank of America, a Wells Fargo, or a credit union with shared branching. It has to have shared branching. You're going to want to call in advance. But at that point, you go to the website, they give you instructions, you deposit the money at the bank within a period of time. They tell you on the website how long it's going to be. You'll get your Bitcoins. So just go check it out. If orders under $40 still carry no fee, it's cashintocoins.com.
All right, so we can go back to the marijuana story, but I want to make sure we get to the snuggling first here.
I knew you would.
Because there's news, and we did barely even scratch the surface on this Colorado marijuana legalization. But, Nemi, you had brought in a story a few weeks ago now at this point about the snuggle houses or snuggle huts or whatever they're called.
Can we start with that?
Please, I would like that, because we talked about them previously on the show. Mm-hmm. There's one in New York. There's another one in Madison, Wisconsin, or apparently there was.
There was.
And then there's the controversy around this tends to be that some people believe that snuggling is just an excuse or just a cover or a front for a prostitution operation.
That's right.
Now, when you look at these snuggle people, they don't seem to be prostitutes. They seem to be, you know, very interested.
Professional snugglers.
Professionally snuggling with people, you know, giving people human contact. People, you know, there's a lot of people out there that just don't have it. There are a lot of lonely people in the world who... Maybe it's been a long time since they've had any human contact, and we're social animals. It's very, very important for people to experience the touch of another person.
I dated someone some time ago who had gone for a significant period of time counting the days where he had no physical contact with anyone. And you think minor touches like exchanging change over a cash transaction or shaking someone's hand when you meet them, Or just brushing against someone as you pass them in a hallway or at the mall or whatever. He had gone a significant period of time, and he said it really affected him. It was something that he had done intentionally to see what it would do. Hmm. And he's not, now that I've started talking about this, he's not the first one that I've come across that's done that. Or he's not the only one, I should say, who I've come across that's done that. And in my experience, a touch is, as you said, very important, very powerful, and is not always sexual. Certainly, touch is a component of sexuality, but it doesn't necessarily have to be.
Yeah, that's true. I don't think intimacy is necessarily sexual.
Correct. I would agree.
What we're talking about.
Yeah.
So they've had these snuggle houses. They've been relatively new on the scene. Yep. Within the last year, I would say, seems to be when at least we've been hearing news about them.
Yes.
And now apparently there's been a crackdown in Wisconsin, which you would think would be more, you know, as a more kind of progressive city, supposedly, would be more open to something like this. But apparently not.
Apparently not. And it's really a shame. The attorney representing this new snuggling business in Madison has now announced that operation has shut down. I don't believe they were open more than a couple of weeks. They had offered customers cuddles with a professional snuggler for $60 an hour.
Wow. That's good money.
That's good. It is good money.
Prostitutes probably get better than that. I mean, that's kind of
it depends.
I certainly hope so. Well, but that's true. But a dollar a minute, that seems like a pretty good rate. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Especially if you're snuggling up with someone you've never met before or met for a few minutes.
You think that the rates might be lower for return customers?
I would re-snuggle. I think so. Sure. A repeat customer gets a discount, perhaps. I'm not sure. I don't believe they do that at the New York house. I've been actually talking with them a little bit. And it's unfortunate that the one in Wisconsin just kind of caved to scrutiny from the city that they were convinced that it was a brothel and it had a potential for sexual assault, negative publicity for the city.
I worry about the sexual assault part of this, I got to say.
Okay.
You mean against the cuddler?
The professional cuddler.
Mm-hmm. That they would be assaulted.
Right. So here's what my thought process is I'm looking at the two of you. I'd rather snuggle with Nimmy. Mm-hmm. Right?
Thanks, Mark.
Right. Now, as qualified as I think Nimmy is, and I think Nimmy's among the most qualified women to stop me from snuggling where I might not should be snuggling, I still have, like, upper body strength that probably surpasses Nimmy's. At least I think that, you know, somebody, if you keep a weapon nearby, it would make me feel more comfortable. But I'm just a,
make
I'm
you
a,
feel more comfortable
for what you do.
I would shiv you in the neck, Mark.
I'm saying I've moved quickly from too quickly from being the inappropriate cuddler to the person who's worried about your well-being.
Being creepy, right?
Now, when you say sexual assault, that sounds different from rape, but is that what you're talking about?
Well, yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Because I know that like sexual assault is kind of like a legal definition of rape or like a legal terminology for it. Because I guess like there's a difference between touching somebody inappropriately during a snuggling and then what you're suggesting, holding someone down and raping them.
I imagine if an inappropriate touch occurs that the professional snuggler will say something effective. We're not snuggling there during this session, so, you know.
Well, keep in mind that, yes, Mark, you're right. You're stronger probably than Nemi physically and something like that.
I honestly don't believe that I could keep Nemi from getting to, like, some kind of bedside drawer.
You're also, you got to remember, this is happening on the up and up. This is a business that's publicly located. Mm-hmm. There are video cameras that could be installed. You could be vetted prior to you being...
You are vetted. In every instance I've come across, you are vetted. There's definitely
so it's not like you're just, you know,
unqualified. I can't get a good snuggling because I'm a felon. Is that what everybody's telling me?
No, you can't get a good snuggling because you're married.
Oh, you're only going to take single snugglers.
No, I'm not taking you because you're married. Okay.
What if the wife consents?
That would be different, but I don't think Laura's going to be down for that.
No, probably not.
I wouldn't even... Don't even ask her.
I don't think she is either.
I like Laura, okay? Don't do that to me. No, you may not.
So I think that, you know, this isn't the same as a John, some sort of scummy John hiring a prostitute and then
no, it's nothing
raping
like that.
Or something like that. These people who are going to these places are not just... Joe Blow.
I agree with you. If we keep this on the up and up, that it's going to be a far less chance. But if one, like, for instance, I have, in Sarasota, Florida, a massage therapist is a relatively common job. So yeah. I've known massage therapists that work out of an office, and I've known massage therapists that will go from home to home.
Sure, out call.
And, you know, I spoke to one who was
is
a...
Is it in call? I never get that right. Is it in call where they come into your home, or is it out call because they're leaving their
house? I think it's out call.
I think it's out call too. So I knew a woman who did this and a man who did this.
Yeah.
The man was homosexual. The woman who did it, and I'll tell you why that matters in a second. And the woman who did it said she'd never had a problem with somebody inappropriately doing anything too inappropriate in a home setting. The man, on the other hand, said that he constantly was propositioned by men. I mean, you know, he's obviously gay. You know, for something extra. And
well, I'm sure a lot of people get it in their minds that this is just code for prostitution.
I'm sure they do.
And it's probably true with some of them. These are people who probably called escorts, or not escorts, but massage therapists over the years, and they've successfully found them who've been willing to do those things. We'll come back with more, though, about the snuggling businesses,
yeah,
and Crackdown, and Nemi apparently launching her own. In moments, it's Free Talk Live.
First comes the gluttonous debauchery of the holiday season. Then, New Year's, fad diets, starvation, expensive unused gym memberships. This year I took a product called Axia 30, and it really worked for me. It didn't give me the jitters like other diet products have given me in the past, and apparently it worked for other people too, because it helped men and women in a clinical study to lose, on average, 30 pounds in 12 weeks. That's combined with a hypocaloric diet. Obviously, we all want to look our best, but take advantage of new technology, special green tea extract and Axia 30. You can try Axia 30 free today. Call 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613. You only pay a small shipping charge, and Chamonix will rush Axia 30 to you. You see the incredible results everybody's talking about, or you don't pay. For your free trial, call now, 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613.
You better watch out, you sure better cry. Your lease gonna pout, and I'm telling you why. Privacy is leaving.
Is your cell phone being used to build a profile on you? Give the gift of privacy and block unwanted cell phone spying with the Privacy Case from PrivacyCase.com.
They're making their list, they're checking them twice. They're gonna make up who's been naughty all night.
The problem is real, and so is the solution. Go to PrivacyCase.com because...
They see you when you're sleeping. They listen when you're awake. They can tell us all you've been bad when you've been good. So get yourself a privacy case.
Now
through December 31st, buy yourself an American-made privacy case and give one for only $79.95 each. Go to privacycase.com today. The Privacy Case, because there is a case for privacy.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. And bring up whatever you want here. We can talk snuggly or whatever happens to be on your mind at 855-453, and that is 855-450-3733. That is the toll-free number brought to you by ProXPN. You can also join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com. Like the show? Want to help support Free Talk Live? Then please become a Free Talk Live amplifier, and you can do that over at amp.freetalklive.com. We've got a matching contribution offer going on right now, and it's going on for quite a while, although we're working on raising $950 per month towards hiring Daryl. Daryl is our Monday night co-host on Free Talk Live. He's doing affiliate relations work for Free Talk Live now, which means that he's calling radio stations on behalf of Free Talk Live, introducing program directors across the country to the show, and then hopefully getting them to listen and getting them to like the show, and then maybe getting us on the air at some point, which would be nice.
We'll
be
That's our system.
Yeah, we're hopefully getting a new station this weekend, as a matter of fact.
You and Daryl have been doing a bang-up job. I'm so glad. If I would have known that Daryl was going to that his adding his synergy to the affiliate relations process like this, I would have totally have made this happen sooner, because this is it's been great,
and well, it happens now. It's happening now, and we're almost to our goal, by the way, of $4,000 per month for the AMP program, which will, when we hit $4,000, that'll be about a $950 per month increase that we've had over just the last basically 2 months or so, 2.5 months of doing fundraising for this. So thank you to everybody who stepped up for this matching contribution, because the way it works is you become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. It's $5 a month, and you can do more. There's like a $10 and a $25. There's also a custom if you really want to go crazy or do something like $15 like that. You can do that too. But you pick the number that's right for you. You send that in to us. The AMP program is amp.freetalklive.com. And then we've got a group of people out there who have who pledged to match your contributions up to that $950 per month. So that's what's happening now. Please go to amp.freetalklive.com. It's great. We're almost to that goal, and like this week, we could very well crash through that $4,000 mark. So thank you to
that's
everybody
awesome.
Who has stepped up. And And yes, once we reach the $950, we don't have any more matching contributions. But please keep amping the show because we've got lots of great things that we can do with that money. We've got, you know, a variety of things that.
Well, I'm putting together a list of things that I want to do next. I mean, this fundraising has worked, and I think that. There's other things I want to do, and if they're good enough, then we'll sell them to the audience, and if it's good enough, they'll buy.
Yeah, and we're actually looking at bringing on a fundraiser who's also a listener of the show, and he's the guy that's been helping us out with the Bitcoin.
That won't have a cost.
Offers.
Yeah.
What's that?
That won't have a cost to the listeners. So that.
Well, it won't have an upfront cost, but you pay a fundraiser when they raise money for you.
Yep.
But he's really good at what he does. So anyway, please go to amp.freetalklive.com. Help us out. It makes a big difference for us because we're just a little show. We don't have a $1 billion ad budget or $1 million
ad
budget.
What does little show mean?
Meaning that there's not some sort of huge corporation behind Free Talk Live. Oops, sorry about that. Let me try that again.
This is not Clear Channel, Mark.
That's true.
No, it's not. Although we're on some Clear Channel.
So we don't have big funding, but we're on a large number of stations comparative to many shows that
we
do
sound
have big
bigger than we actually are. There's no research staff. There's no any staff for the most part. We've got some great co-hosts like Nemi who really basically volunteer their time to come in here just for the fun of doing radio.
Yeah, it is awesome.
And we've got a crew at the Genesis Communications Network, which is on the scale of networks, a small network. It's a family-owned operation there. It's not like some sort of corporate conglomerate or anything like that. So there's a relatively small core group of people that makes this show possible. And some of those people are the Free Talk Live amplifiers. So again, go to amp.freetalklive.com. We sure do appreciate your assistance. So back to snuggling. The Snuggle House in Madison didn't last very long. They were targeted by the city, and that was the story that you brought in.
Yeah, and I was looking for the exact quote from the ADA that I really wanted to bring. And it was, she said, "No offense to guys." See if I can find it. "No offense to men, but I don't know any man who wants to just snuggle."
Oh, man.
So this is a city attorney.
But, okay, so here's what I'm wondering about this. I think that there must be some men that just want to just snuggle. Okay, I'm definitely, that's the case. Now, the fact that this lady has driven out the prostitutes in the town means that now we have a market opportunity for people who simply do snuggling. So,
Let me tell you, the prostitutes haven't been driven out of Madison, Wisconsin.
Okay, driven them out of, legally opening a nice safe brothel, safe clean brothel. So now there's an opening in the marketplace. I don't see any reason why people shouldn't fill it.
And the response, honestly, when I brought this in, I hadn't really heard about this when I brought this in as show prep. And in doing some research, I was really fascinated. And I've gone in depth and I've talked to two houses, and they've been very, very kind to me.
Cool.
And the responses that I've gotten to some questions and the conversations, it's really been a conversation starter, like the one we've had here. It's cuddling sexual. Does there have to be a sexual component to cuddling? I mean, look at this quote from the city attorney in Wisconsin. I'll read it again. "No offense to men, but I don't know any man who wants to just snuggle."
Well, it speaks more to the people she's been dating than anything else.
I don't know. Let me take the juxtapose on this. So you've trotted out this idea of snuggling. Have you done some professional snuggling?
I have done some professional snuggling.
So let me ask.
I've done a lot of unprofessional snuggling.
Oh.
You're just
get free hugs, and your hugs are awesome, actually.
Really? One for fun.
Oh, yeah.
How many of you, what is the percentage of male to female potential customers that you've had?
In 2 weeks, I have amassed 15 customers with another probably 20 interested parties.
And how many of those have been female?
Two of the 15 have been female.
So does that tell you, what about the interested?
What do you mean?
You said there was another 20 interested.
The interested, not that many, probably five, so maybe a quarter.
So so the vast majority of your potential customers and potential customers have been male.
There are more men than women.
It's easier for a woman to find a partner to snuggle with, though, right?
Especially in the Liberty community.
Very good rebuttal, Ian. It's a very good rebuttal, and I don't think it undermines my point that there might be a sexual component to this.
Right. Well, this is interesting. So I'm going to...
So wait, are you suggesting that these men are cuddling because they're looking for sex, or that they feel like snuggling is sexual?
I would I don't know. Okay, these men are not going to get sex at an Emmy, I can tell you that.
Not for snuggling.
They
no.
better be one stellar snuggler, okay?
Can I ask your rates?
My rates?
Yeah.
I do a half hour at $30.
Okay, so you're pretty much on...
Pretty much on the dollar a minute
what
scale.
What they're doing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But if I had the choice between snuggling with you, Ian, and snuggling with Nimmy, I'm going to choose Nimmy.
And again... Even though, what was it you just said that made me laugh?
I don't know.
It was something that you're not
going to... It might be a sexual component or something.
Yeah, no, yeah. It was something that nobody's going to snuggle me in.
No, that's right.
To yeah. Or something. Yeah. Yeah, no sexuality. It's not going to happen. I will shiv you in the neck, Mark.
I'm not worried. Okay.
So, is there a sexual component? I think in talking with someone, you can definitely tell, again, this ties into the creepy story. If somebody's creepy, yeah, I absolutely reserve the right to say, hell no.
Yeah.
Go away.
Do you have a snuggling a boutique, a boudoir, a snuggle boudoir?
I'm wearing it.
Okay, or do you travel to people's own beds for snuggling?
Oh, I thought you were asking about my outfit.
Yeah.
No, at present I do not have a boudoir, really.
I guess that's what you should call it.
I'll take that under advisement, Mark.
Okay.
Thank you.
So you're an out-call snuggler?
I am an out-call snuggler.
Okay.
So this is what this is what worries me the most, Nimmy, is the out-call aspect of the snuggling mm-hmm. thing. You know, you're going to people's houses.
I'm not going to strangers' houses,
okay.
Mark.
Okay.
These are people that I know.
All right.
That you probably, Ian would know. You might not know because you don't get out much.
No, that's
but it's...
She sure will now. His wife's in Florida.
Oh.
They'll be coming
okay.
out now.
Mark, I still will not snuggle you.
True.
Just to be,
he probably needs snuggling now more than ever because
right.
he isn't his wife.
And I just want to get back to the response has been absolutely mind-blowing because I've brought this conversation to many groups of people. And
how do you broach it? I mean, is it like, do you just look at lonely guys in the Liberty Movement and just let them know, hey, just want to give you a heads up?
No. I mentioned it twice, maybe yeah. to friends, and word has spread.
Huh. Okay.
Word has spread, and apparently people don't mind telling other people that I'm a fantastic snuggler. So,
all right.
These are people
you
I know.
Be for $60 an hour.
I haven't had any complaints. The market has decided, Ian, I suppose. I'm not taking an ad out on Craigslist. I certainly would not. I haven't taken an ad out in the local newspaper. I certainly would not.
Okay.
So
recommendation only.
Yeah. Someone I know, I absolutely have to talk to
vet
them.
Vet the person.
Vet the person.
What are the ground rules?
Ground rules, no sex.
Right. They're not naked.
Not naked.
Boxers.
You should be showered first.
Yeah.
I would be showered first. No yeah. stinky.
Right.
That means you, Mark.
Hands off the bikini area.
Essentially, the way it comes down to is you don't do anything to me that you wouldn't do to a kid.
Stand by. We'll come back with more here in moments. Hour number three is on the way. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You mean your kid? Because most people would be inappropriate to snuggle with
any kid.
Other people's
That's
children.
That's very true.
It's more on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
We made Tylenol Cold to help keep you going this winter.
Snooty!
You make them bundle up. We relieved your congestion.
Yay!
You challenged them to a snowball fight. We took away your cough. You take them on a sleigh ride to remember. Tylenol Cold helps relieve even your worst cold and flu symptoms. But for everything we do, we know you do so much more. Tylenol Cold. Use as directed.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs has learned the importance of good fats for good health. Good fats are essential fatty acids, and they're called essential because they're necessary for good health. That's why he uses Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity.
Among the fats, the most powerful are two fats that are referred to as essential fatty acids. Now, nothing in the world of nutrition is more important than essential fatty acids. The word essential means you better get it in your diet or you're in big trouble. Essential fatty acids are perhaps the most multifunctional and versatile of all the essential nutrients. Essential fatty acids are not just important for the heart, they're important for everything in the body.
To get the essential fatty acids that are so important to your body, order Ultimate EFAs from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.